Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two guests, Alex Carabano and Esteban Tino Ramiro. However, we lost our first intro because Alex accidentally kicked out the outlet that goes to the Zoom recorder. So I had to record this intro for them. So it'll feed right into the second part that we ended up recording. So we did lose about 15, 20 minutes. But in this podcast, we're talking about stories of bombing on stage, because we're all stand-up comics and Tino and Alex have great stories that they want to share. So we did lose some of it, unfortunately, but we will pick it right up from there. Also, if anyone wants a tarot card reading or a non-dual Kabbalistic healing, please email me kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Dragon Sorcery is January 31st at New York Comedy Club. You can get tickets to that online. Promo code DRAGON for $10 tickets. And my album, the pre-order is February 2nd. So the album and Labia Game and all that stuff will be coming out in February. So enjoy this episode with Alex Carabano and Esteban Tino Ramiro on bonding through bombing. Thanks, you guys. We're back. Alex kicked out. Alex bomb.
I told you, life bomb.
That's the podcast bomb.
Yeah, can't even. Alex kicked out the plug. So yeah. Anyway, what were you saying?
I was just saying some of the things that I want to talk about here are not so much stories, because Tino's got the best stories, but just like we call it the bomb squad. That's the little documentary we're doing. It's like, you know, you're part of the bomb squad when you have like a. A funny story. I remember this one time I bombed, and it was only like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. This old lady comes up to me after the show, and she's like, "Keep at it. You got something. You got something." I'm like, "I've been doing this for a couple of years." She thought I'd been doing it like 6 months or something. I felt horrible.
You've actually witnessed. There were two shows. I didn't bomb. I didn't do great. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time, Alex always got to witness the person coming up and saying the thing so he could laugh at me while they said it. Yeah. I remember the one person was like, he goes, "I really liked your talking vagina joke. Well, I think it's only really because I like vaginas." And I was like, thanks. Like, I was like, and then
I have one of those.
Another dude came up after one show and he was like, "You really have," remember this one, Alex? He was like, "You really have anger issues. You really hate men." And I was like, about to cry, and you were just laughing.
Oh, wow.
Like, he came up, like, obviously something I said triggered him. And he was like, because I'm very female, as you know, I'm very like.
Yeah, I was probably laughing at him, though. Like, this guy's
totally
insane.
But like, I think you were also laughing that I was taking it so personally. Because at that point, I was earlier in, so I didn't know how brush that off. So he was saying it, and I was like crumbling.
Yeah, Jesus.
All right, let's hear
words,
more moments.
Words have meaning. Words have meaning.
Yeah, they hurt.
Yeah.
I had a moment where I got a Facebook memory, and it like showed an old photo I was tagged in from a show where I bombed, and I was just like, why are you reminding me of this? Like, I'm not going to add this to my timeline. Are you crazy? That was fun.
All right, Tino, your turn.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's get back to the New York Comedy Club, right?
You got some great ones.
Yeah. It was actually, and this was like at the worst possible time. I was at... doing the Jamie Roberts show at the New York Comedy Club. And this was like...
Fire. He has fire shows.
Yeah. Well, this is the earlier days when, you know...
Oh, they weren't.
You know, they were fire still, but, you know, more like a spark.
Okay.
But this was like when they were switching management between Al Martin and...
Emilio. And Scott,
Yeah. So the waitresses were not used to the Tino portion of the show.
This was new to them.
Yeah, this is new to them. So I guess I was doing the check spot and I wasn't happy about it. So I was up there just going through the motions or whatever, aka bombing. And I guess doing the check spot or whatever, the waitress is just like trying to collect people's money or whatever, and then she realizes like, I can't collect money like this. You know what I mean? And then she looks at me. And she immediately does a beeline to management to come and get me off the stage because I was bombing. She went to tell them that this comedian
she
is bombing.
Them out.
Let's get him off stage.
How did they get you off? They just lit you, I guess?
Like, yeah, yeah. As soon as Jamie came in, like...
the Sandman came out.
Wow.
No, I was like, get off the stage. You know, she cannot... That's no way to do a check spot.
Oh, that so. Hurts your soul. That's not... That hurts.
It did. I never forgot it. That's why I was like... Because I made eye contact with her. I'm like, did she really just run out to tell her that I'm bombing? And she did. I just heard, you know, those footsteps, like when they're coming up the ramp, like two. I'm like, you're oh, like,
fuck. That's your light right there.
Yeah. Those footsteps on my light, the speed that it came at,
brutal.
And yeah. So I think that's it. Got me out the New York Comedy Club. So hey, there you go. Some people get passed, some people get unpassed. Yeah. There you go.
Some people get removed.
Yeah, removed. Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that was, you know, I think that was the New York Comedy Club portion. But
Alex, I feel like you've gotten too drunk at some shows, right?
Oh my God! One time at New York Comic Con, I stopped drinking for 2 months. I was at Jamie Roberts' show. That's hilarious. He's like, "Yo, come through and put you first." And I'm like, "All right, cool." Next thing you know, it's like seven comics later. He still hasn't put me up. I am drinking the whole time.
Like how many drinks in?
Oh my God! I don't know. I'd been drinking before I even got there. A lot of drinks.
Alex will sometimes take. Like vodka and put it in a green juice.
Yeah, people don't realize that. I do. And you know what's funny? I'm walking through the trains and the cops are like, look at that healthy vegetarian. He's such a sweet little. And I'm about to get laced. But, yeah, so no, this was a bomb. I just fucking went up. And then, he ends up, he pulled the old, we're going to put you last. We're saving you. Which is more like, you know, you're the younger comic, less experienced comic. Yeah. You're going to deal with all this 9-hour show, which I appreciate Jamie putting on his show. It's always good shows. It's all my fault. I go up there wasted. I don't remember anything. I don't remember leaving. I don't remember getting home. I wake up the next day. This was bad. I get home and I'm like, oh shit, I drove. I somehow drove home destroyed. But anyway.
Yeah, Tino and I don't know what to say to that.
No, I'm not proud of this.
We just took it to drunk driving.
I'm sorry. No, it's a bomb. We're talking about bombing, right?
This is a life bomb.
Yeah, but the funniest part is that I go and look at the tape because I recorded my, you know, this is like maybe a year ago when I just started saying, let me get a little more serious with comedy, film everything, blah, blah. And wow, that was hurtful to watch yourself drunkenly bomb in a packed room at New York Comedy Club. You're like.
You've gotten a lot better with your drinking, though. There were a couple moments like where should I not?
Yeah, you could say whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I remember
What's the name of the show.
Yeah, Invasion of Privacy.
There you go. Invade away.
The problem is like I know Alex so well that it's like I don't want to be a dick either. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't want to be.
People know
like,
nowadays, like you know, even just with stand up, I let it all out now, and I'm.
That's
why it feels
I'm
better.
You're not secretive about this shit, but like.
So the reason I got better.
Yeah. But no, we did like a what was it, like a vegan vegetarian fundraisery thing.
And oh wow!
I just remember, but this happened a lot with you. You would hear. Glasses crashing, and I'd always go, "It's Alex," and you'd look over at the room.
Oh, it's dropping.
You would regularly break.
Yeah, it would get bad.
Glasses.
Oh,
he gets
glasses.
Drunk.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean,
he
like
breaks.
Breaking glasses. His actual glasses.
No.
I would lose
that
my glasses.
Too. Oh, yeah, okay. He would lose.
Like my
he'd always. He was always losing his glasses. But you'd always hear like the actual cup, like you'd hear glasses breaking, and I'd always be like, "It's Alex," and I'd look, and you'd see his face, like, like, and I'd be like, "Wow!" Like you'd always get drunk and accidentally break shit.
Oh wow!
Candles, like That's he terrible. Just would get because he'd end up having so much fun, or like. Entertaining people, having a side conversation
he's
and getting
the life
goofy.
Of the party.
Yeah.
Well, also, you know, to be honest, too, I was like, none of us really have a lot of stage experience. I was always nervous to go on stage, too. So I was like, I'm going to drink beforehand. That only stopped like a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, truly stopped where I didn't like, so I'm getting drunk before, during, after, like, just a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah, you were doing it to loosen up, but. Yeah. And then you also are like a very outgoing person. Like, you're way more than. I'm outgoing, but you like. You can go into a party people and like give everyone your business card. You like meeting new people that. I'm actually way more introverted.
Right,
like,
right.
When I'm in a big group like that, I'm friendly to people, but.
Right.
I'm not like I'm not going up to every single person like hi, I'm Kate.
Yeah.
Not in the same way.
Nah,
so like,
but you're good once
he's
you
one
get
of a
in
kind
there.
With
yeah.
That when it comes to that, he's very. I can win this person over, whoever the stranger is.
Once in a while, I encounter somebody. It's like maybe two people in the whole world where they just they don't like me or get me at all, and I'm just like it's weird because like
most
maybe
people
ego wise I'm like.
You get.
because I like people. I'm like, why is what? I don't understand what the fuck. Like, I'm trying to be, but it's all good. At the same time, you're like, fuck those people. What can you do?
There's
something going wrong. Something wrong with them. That's when you're bombing in life. It's not me. It's them.
It's not me. It's you.
But yeah, what was some other? Photo. We were talking about this when you not only when you get tagged on that photo from a time you bombed, but you're in the background, right? Because you were kind of hiding. You didn't really want to be in the photo because you know you had a bad set. Technically, you're photo bombing your photo bomb. Right, you know what I mean? Like how you, man.
You guys are real cute together. You guys have, I'm reading your guys' energy, your friendship energy, but it's actually, you guys have an interesting like 50s, 60s friends vibe. Like I can
see
you guys.
We listen to Motown all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up on.
And we sing it.
En bolero.
Old Spanish music.
Yeah, like
and
you
reggae.
Have this, like I can see you guys in those like zoot suits kind of things and like, you guys have that together.
Well, if you notice, we've always done little videos together. We should push more, but like two or three of the videos we did were pretty good. Some bombed, you know what I mean? Of course, but some were like, all right.
We got a good rapport, and like, I don't know, we get each other, you know what I mean?
But it's very old school in a cute way. Like it's very,
yeah, he's the bottom.
Stop.
I'm kidding, guys.
You're crazy.
There's nobody straighter than Alex Caravaggio.
Oh, wow, when you have to say that. They're like, how much did
a lot
pay
of people
him?
Used to ask if you were gay. Remember
that?
Until I fucked them good.
I think it's only because like you're able to tap into that like the feminine accents and stuff. Like you're because you have fun.
I'm like your girl guy. Whatever.
Have you ever kissed a dude?
Never.
Not even on the lips.
No. Why are you staring at me like that? Never.
Really? Not.
Why are you staring at me?
Tino, shut up.
I feel like you have.
I've
Tino, just
never.
A dude on the lips.
No.
Really?
He dressed up as a woman though. Got him. I saw that.
Is that true?
I was trying to get my Madea on. I'm sorry,
in the YouTube video, that's pretty funny. But I just they're gonna re-edit it. But it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Alex has a pretty popular YouTube channel.
Used to. I don't really mess
make
with
fun,
it.
Not war.
I change it to just my name.
Oh,
but thank you. It's got a couple thousand. I should have stick.
It went viral a few times already. You know,
but not the channel. But like a couple videos did. They did not bomb.
Hey, they could go check it out just for that.
True.
I mean, you know, and you're still making it. The video with the bedroom bully, that's hysterical. Ooh. They got to check that out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that, real quick with bombing, because I just don't want to go too far off the topic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever done a show, Kate, if this happened to you. We do these hood shows more. You used to do them, but like, you don't really do them anymore.
Yeah, you used to be the one that got me on all of them.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, Kate, come up to Harlem. Come to the Bronx. And I'd be this like little white chick, like, sure.
Yeah, and then you do labia game, and they go crazy.
No, they most. I think I bombed once.
No, you
in
did
like
great
a,
at those.
Yeah.
Remember the barbershop show?
Oh my god! Yeah, because
they
were always.
That's why I met you at the Lux.
He was there the day you crushed.
Yeah.
I loved it there.
Oh, sick.
Well, I did the Apollo, and they fucking loved me. They were like, "Yo,
hell
this
yeah.
bitch crazy."
Yeah. That's
people who are ready to laugh for real,
right.
like me.
Right.
If you're gonna be tight, no matter what your race is,
you're probably not.
Because I put, you know.
Yeah, you're pretty good about being yourself, which is awesome, you know?
Thanks.
It takes people years, and they still can't get it
took
right.
me a while, though. Yeah.
To get comfortable? Yeah. Well, you're comfortable after watching that video.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get any more we were uncomfortable than that.
Yeah, I'm good at making other people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, before the podcast, why don't you watch this? Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was like, is she going to show us after or before? She's like, before. And it was a good way to open up the, like,
energy. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. We could talk about anything.
Nothing's off.
Nothing's off the table now.
The bombing, though, going up, like, when you do some of these shows.
Urban
rooms, you know, they know my act is like the guy who does some sort of like Caribbean thing and then the vegetarian. Mm-hmm. That's all they know you as. They don't know all my other shit. They don't want to really care about it. But like when you know like the guy doesn't trust in you and like you might bomb the guy, like the right before you go on stage, the host or the producer be like, yo, do that Jamaican shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do that Jamaican. I'm like, wait, I didn't want to don't do that vegetarian shit. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow.
Don't do that gay shit, man.
Wait a second. I just had a flashback of a show. We did, I think it might have been Davian. Uh-huh. What's his name?
Davian Velez.
Davian Velez.
Comedy Bites.
We did a show And I'm forgetting it now, but there was like a drummer on stage with the comedian. Do you know what I'm talking about? I remember we were like, Christina Galston was with us. Mm-hmm. It was a scene where it was like you had a drummer up with you and he would drum a little bit during your set.
I don't even remember
like
that.
It was such a show and we were like, what is, like it was one of those, we're like, what the fuck is happening? You just had a roll with it?
Yeah.
It actually got real crazy. Roll with it? There was like a fight that erupted.
Oh, wow.
It was a crazy one.
Definitely the Bronx.
Yeah.
I don't have... I wonder if I was drinking that night. I don't have clear. I don't have a clear memory in many ways, though, drinking or not. Yeah. I don't really drink at all.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
That story died.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bomb right there. You had to be there.
You lost some cool points in
I
that
lost
one.
In thought. I got lost in it.
No, the drum.
Alex,
oh
stay
my God, I can't sit still.
Away
I'm sorry.
From the outlet.
I'm sorry.
Can't believe you had this. It's like you're talking to your kid. I told you not to go on the floor.
That was us for going to Mike's. I was like, get in the car. Yeah. Do not leave it today with the train. I was like, do not miss this train.
Oh, she texted me so many times. But you know what's funny? That I texted the shit out of her back when you didn't answer.
You were texting me more than I was texting you.
I did.
Wow.
I told you I had to go. Shane had therapy today. I was all over the place. And you were like, well, I understood why you were calling because you didn't. The train got canceled.
Mm-hmm. I like the mom thing because you don't hit me like my mom did. So this is not so bad. Bombing. My mom bombing.
Dudes go for women who remind them of their mom a lot of times.
A little bit, yeah. Well,
whether it's the negative or the positive. Like, if there's an abusive aspect they want to heal or
just
someone who's going to help take care of them and stuff.
Right.
Facts.
I have a very, obviously, I'm a mom. I have a very motherly thing, but then I also like being on time.
Hello.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I was going to say another bomb one that... I think there's that Uber in fucking Williamsburg. This like, when I first saw Uber, I'm like, oh, it's like a hipster show, cool. Because I'm thinking Williamsburg, and it's like old school Brooklyn Puerto Rican. And you're like, fuck. But they're actually fun. Now I know what to do and everything. But back then, anyway, I had a bomb, and my friend was supposed to meet me there. He got there late. Mm-hmm. And comedians out there, if you're listening, if you ever have that where your friend walks in, he's like, yo, I'm sorry I'm late, but I know you killed that shit, son. I know you killed it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't really kill it. That's why I'm not sitting at the cool table.
That's the worst.
That must be so awkward. I've never been in a situation where I bomb and then have to stay.
Oh, yeah. I get the floor plans beforehand, so I know how to get out of
there. Well, Alex, you used to end up drinking that you would party anyway. Like, you know what I mean?
You're right.
You would eventually just be like, fuck it. I'm still going to have fun.
Well, that's true. You're absolutely right, because sometimes I would have a bomb or just like a very mediocre set, and I'm like, well, I could not bomb now in real life with them.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, they're like, oh.
They'd end up falling in love with your personality anyway.
Right.
And some of the people are cool. You could just like laugh at them.
He should have talked to us off stage. What did he get up there for?
Why'd you grab the mic?
Yeah. You ruined it with the mic.
That's so true. I forgot that you're right. I would sometimes stay on some weak ones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's confidence in its own way to bomb and then just stay.
Because I was always like, at least I can promote the restaurant.
I am terrible with that. I put on my hoodie, just hat down or whatever. Because people will not go to you, especially when you're black, people don't like one. Like, are you that guy? Hey, that's racist. You know what I mean? So they'll rather like not take a chance of saying like, I just saw you up there, bomb or whatever. So I'm like, that place.
Smoke bomb.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Houdini it.
Where'd he go? There was one bomb that I had in Brooklyn. I took on a hosting show for like a variety West Indian show. And, you know, my friend didn't tell me about like the logistics of like bringing up West Indian acts, and there was one act. What am I saying? And there was one act that
you're bombing to.
Yeah. His name was like Bobby Man or whatever.
Like some Jamaican,
He was one of those Man at the last.
Yeah, everything's Man, Ninja Man. You know.
Yeah. So
Octopus Man. You know?
Yeah. I had the man right. But being that I kept calling him a couple of times, and me as a comedian, I'm like, hey, is there a Baba Man? Is there a Booby Man? Is there a Bati Man? And the guy's walking up there like, yo, blood clot, boy, I'll box you.
Because
like,
Bati Man is like calling him like a fag, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I didn't know that. I was just
not gay,
to be
like
funny.
Fag. And that's
so
not
I
nice
almost
word.
Got assaulted as I'm introducing someone there on stage.
And what was the word that you didn't know was bad?
Bati Man.
Well, you knew it just came out, right?
But you didn't know. Oh,
I didn't know the magnitude that they were going to take it. Like I was calling them gay. I was just saying, like I thought I was just rhyming.
Like, you know, in the gym.
Baba man.
Yeah.
Batman.
Right. And it just like the record went.
Yeah.
Like it.
It well, the gun, the gunshots went. Like, yeah. Like they, Jamaicans are so, like that, certain ones are very homophobic. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. So for me to call him. No, and it was a white guy too.
No.
It was a white Jamaican guy. So he took it 10 times.
Because he had to really prove himself.
Yeah. Exactly.
Was he real Jamaican or he was Jamaican? Like,
no,
fake?
No. It was Jamaican. He was Jamaican. Okay. He was like.
Shaggy.
A real rude boy.
I got you.
He scared me.
Right. He scared me. Oh, so he was really Jamaican.
He
okay.
was really, really, really. Apprentice. Like, but he took so long to get up to the stage yeah. that I'm like, I felt like I needed
that's
to do
funny.
Something.
Yeah, you in
so
a way you sort of
pissed him off as he was walking.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's bad.
That's hysterical. You bombed bringing up the dude
because you fucked up his intro. Holy shit!
Yeah,
badly.
But
did he recover?
You know what? I really realistically didn't think he was there, so I was like, hey, I gotta do something. I said, oh
yeah, something funny.
Something
yeah.
funny as the hoes. Oh, and, yeah.
Wait, did he pick it up? Was he able to have a good set after that? Was he too mad?
It was music, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was yeah. musical. Oh, he was, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was doing music, so
angrily, angrily performing.
Now he hates Panamanian.
Yo, kill the Panamanian!
Yeah,
kill
him. Murder the Panamanian boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex, would you do some of your accent stuff? I'm such a dork with that. I'm like, put Petey on the spot. Tina, would you do your joke? You know, it's like no one likes to be on the spot
no,
like
it,
that.
It,
tell
it,
me
it.
A joke. Free comedy. Tell me a joke.
Yeah. I like when both of you do the accent.
Yeah.
Remember barking?
Boy, do them. They calling the red man here, so.
Don't know.
Yeah, man, the man.
Them calling the
thing.
Spanish youth.
yes, man.
All right, we can stop.
Tell him again.
You know what I want you both to do? Actually, I said this to Alex the other day, but I think you both should do it. Is like create like a song of both you going back and forth. Like it could even be like a song, but like a dialogue.
Yeah,
I think it would be.
Yeah,
so we've done
things like that, right?
Tell James Manzillo to edit that for us, James. Hi.
You gotta pay him.
What's that?
He's
and bananas.
Oh, wow. He's actually vegan, or yeah, he's vegetarian. Yeah.
One time I was fucking around filming with my friend David McKay. Shoutouts. And James was walking by, and he had an empanada. I met him. He's mad cool. He's funny.
He's great. Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of like when you say somebody's great in comedy, mm-hmm. when somebody's like not that strong, mm-hmm. stand-up comedian, you'll be like, yo, what about that dude, Frankie fucking Boombots? You're like, oh, he's a nice guy. Nice guy. You know when you don't want like want to say that he's not funny?
Yeah,
nice guy. Runs a lot of rooms up in East
Harlem.
Yeah.
That's
there are some comics who bomb regularly and almost it seems like they're not conscious of their
they
bomb.
Have no idea.
Right.
Like they walk
right.
off and it was crickets and they're like and you're like, oh how are you? And they're like, I feel great and you're like, oh shit.
I'm gonna submit this. You're like, what?
That's when you really worry.
Some
you're
people
like,
just bomb like all the time. Like it's like, dude.
Yeah.
It you know, it's get out of you know, if you have more bomb stories than kill stories, there's something wrong.
Right. Yeah, there was one time. Well, speaking of bombing, remember when the
well, we're
was
laughing
like,
today.
The New York Comedy Club had like two rooms.
I love it all New York Comedy
yeah,
Club.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's where it is. Blood, sweat, tears. That
I
was
love
that's
that.
What happened for me.
That's one of my favorite clubs.
That's
my home club and stand up. You
know, well, we bombed trying to have a cafe there. Got it.
Oh, that's right. You actually
we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, you did. You had the V Spot had a little side cafe.
Hey, listen,
it's no longer.
Both ends are super happy that's not there anymore.
It was stressful on both ends.
Yeah, it unfortunately it couldn't work because we're just so busy. St. Mark's is like 9 times the size of that. Plus we have a Brooklyn location. But anyway,
it's also tough to have only vegan food being served at a comedy
club.
Yeah.
Some people are like yes, and some
people that are there don't care about their health. Okay.
Oh well, let me tell you. Just because we got on it, there was most of the time. The people ate the empanada and stuff, you know, there wasn't too much complaints, to my knowledge, but I was always at St. Mark's more. But there was one time I was there, and I was walking to the bathroom using the comedy club's bathroom, and there was some, like, ghetto dude, like, yo, what is this? This ain't chicken. Like, he was, like, he was complaining to one of the waitresses about the fake buffalo chicken. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I, like, still went to the bathroom. I pretended, like, I was like, I don't know what's going on here. But then I was like, no, I got to handle it. And I went and talked to him, and I was able to, like, mm-hmm. You know, make him. I couldn't explain veganism to him right there.
You got hot sauce, my man.
Yeah, I was like, bro, you eat French fries. You like potatoes? These are potatoes. But it was
chicken potatoes.
That's a funny feeling when you know, how do you explain to a guy fucking seitan wheat soy chicken?
This not gonna kill you, my man.
Yeah, it's better than that fucking blunt you smoke. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. But wait, you were saying from the.
Oh, like before it was a bombing restaurant for you guys. It was actually
a bombing restaurant.
Before it became a bomb shelter for all the comics when they bomb, they hide in there.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was like a green room for the comedians or whatever.
I loved it because I'm like, you know, actually vegan, vegetarian. I love people like, are you vegan or vegetarian? I'm fucking whatever. I don't give a shit.
Who gives a shit?
But like, love the food.
Yeah.
You're down for the cause. Yeah. I didn't get nothing.
Sorry. It's definitely going to get a booking. Okay.
Do you want to pick up the phone?
No. I know it is. It's going to be one of those like, you didn't pick up in time. I gave it to fucking this guy.
Fine. Pick up the fucking phone.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, now I'm going to feel bad.
No, it's fine. Comedy sucks.
Can we let Tino finish his bombing story?
Yeah. I feel like I'm bombing. You guys are cutting me off. The side room was like a green room for comedians or whatever. And there was one time where I had a real bad set, you know, but the comedians were in there and they didn't know that it was me. So they were there talking shit. I'll be like, yo, who the fuck was that last guy that was up there, man? He was terrible. And I kind of had to like, yeah, that guy was terrible, man. Yo, you should never be booked in this motherfucker, yo. For real, man. No. Yo.
You shit talked yourself.
I had to because it's like, Gino. I had to.
That's so sad. I feel for you. Yeah, I get it.
I had to because I could like, well, you know, he really tried. It wasn't one of those. They were hammering me too bad. And I'm like,
he had a good aura. His intention was positive.
Oh, that's when you have to think of anything nice. I like the shirt he wore. Like, damn.
He probably just had a bad day, guys. Right? How about that? I couldn't remember whether it was me.
What about when you bomb bad? I remember once I went to the Bronx. It's all in the Bronx. Because I used to, like, even the past year or two, I would just always start with vegetarian and then ease my way into the Jamaican and this other stupid shit. I shouldn't say stupid shit. But anyway, and I had a bad bomb. And then the guy afterwards, he never really brought up the money.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that was discussed earlier, and I felt bad even taking it. Of course, I took the money, but it was
how much?
I think it was $150.
Oof.
And this was like I was a little too early.
Was salty giving that up.
He's the thing.
He threw it at you. Like, there you go, man. Thank you. Thanks
the
for coming
fucking envelope hits me in the eye. Wait, but this is what I want to say something about comedy. Like, we started together. We did a lot of open mics in the beginning, then we did little shows. But then, I don't know if you remember, I was doing a show once a month, maybe. It was the V-Spot show. Mm-hmm. For a while, I was barely doing it. But then people he was funny. But so I'd get on sometimes bigger shows through a clip or one performance they saw me do good at. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't ready for like a big time, kind of rough crowd.
Right.
But the guy thought I was, because he had seen me once.
Right.
Or you ever bomb so bad at a show and lose a future gig? I had that happen once.
Yeah.
Like the guy's like, yo, I'm gonna put you on the 24th. Do that Jamaican shit. But then like on the 20th, he happens to be at another show you were at and you bomb. And he's like, yo, about the 24th. You know, it's booked. I'm like, you had me.
I remember one time you got flown out to perform for like a Prince or something. Somewhere.
Yeah, well, we weren't supposed to say Prince, but it's okay.
Oh, shit.
That's all right. But who's going to, you know, they're not going to hear this.
The Prince is listening. Like, who the fuck knows what the Prince?
No, but let me give
somewhere.
I will tell it now because it is a very interesting story that I don't really talk much about. Will Sovince, fucking hilarious dude.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes you're talking to him and he's not being funny and you're not sure if he's joking with you or not. Like his personality sometimes.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Very deadpan.
He hits me up. He's like, yo, I got a gig for you Friday or some Sunday, whatever. You free? And I'm like, I look at the little bullshit calendar as if I wasn't free, but of course I was free. And I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, restaurant. I'm thinking, okay, it's a gig in Jersey somewhere. Maybe he's got like a cool thing for me. I appreciate it. Maybe it's a cool thing. This motherfucker's like, it's in Africa. And I'm like, oh, okay, you mean like, you know, the part of Harlem where all the Nigerians are? Like, no, he's like Africa, Zimba, Africa. And I'm like, what? Africa? Yeah. How's your passport? And he just hits me and I'm like, holy shit. And then, somehow I get flown out to, and it wasn't even with Will. It was to open for Tony Woods in this amazing resort. They paid everything. We had these like Emirates airline.
Wow.
I did 30 minutes.
Wow.
We're so nervous. I'm so nervous. The whole thing, we're on a resort. We don't know what's going on. We weren't told it was a Prince until after. But anyway, long story short, we're backstage. Tony Woods is hilarious. He's mad cool, as you know. Mm-hmm. We're just chilling. We both party. We went and chill with the locals. Mm-hmm. But we don't know the crowd. They're like, we're not allowed to tell you anything. Mm-hmm. The Prince is out there. Do not look at him. Do not make any Arab jokes. That's it. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's still a little too early for me to be in this situation, but, you know, I'm likable, quote unquote, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the curtains open. They go, okay, now Alex from Brooklyn. And I just come out, but it's all beautiful women, like 90% woman. And I'm like, oh, give me this microphone. And then I just ham it up and, you know, and it was so much fun.
Alex is a lover of beautiful women.
thick, beautiful women.
Yeah, thick, beautiful women. Yeah, but of course, like, I mean, that sounds obvious, but like in a way where it's like you put him there, like some dudes can kind of like keep the straight face. Like there'll be an extra twinkle that he can't hide. Like,
a little smirk.
Yeah.
But I'm not a creeper though. You know, I'm just like, I'm happy to be around people
you
in general.
Really
I'm like,
oh, you're attractive.
I get
real
excited.
Latino comes out like, mujeres, wepa.
No, but I, you know what it is? I get excited because, you know, you always want to ham it up. And if I'm going to ham it up for anybody, it's going to be for some woman. Not even attractive. I like woman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's stupid. You're all beautiful. I didn't mean to say it like that, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially the thick ones.
Callback.
What does thick mean to you? Like, what is thick? Because everyone has their own version of thick.
Yeah.
Well, you don't
I got his version. And
no, well, you don't weigh 115 pounds. You're a little more than that, you know? Up to bigger. I don't know. I've been with women where the girl's thigh is like literally almost twice the size of mine. But
I
they're
think
like,
thick
they're
not, is the word that like
not, I don't know.
Brothers use. Like, you know, black
I gotta
use.
Stop.
I
gotta stop
means,
using
I'm
this
saying,
word.
But like some people have different versions of it. Meanwhile, because a lot of your exes are actually pretty thin.
Yeah.
Girls, I don't know about yours, but like.
Yeah. No, they're pretty thin too.
So
mostly, you're right. Most of the girls that I've like
you're just
ended
talking
up being
shit, both of you.
No, I've been with plenty of thick women.
I think it's the word that we use it in our culture now as a like, yo, that girl was mad thick, son. Like, she's thick.
I feel like dudes also just like saying it. Like, it sounds.
Oh,
like,
it's fun too.
Yeah. I think it's a word,
but it's
like
more of a woman. Thick. It's like you have like this more of a woman in front of you, and you're like, that's thick. I don't know. It just, I think I'm going to stop saying this.
I think rap songs.
Word.
It's not going well, and you keep trying it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying. I'm just talking.
Don't say it. Because, you know, it puts women in a situation, am I thick? Because they're always going to think.
Well, first of all, you're talking
size.
About their body in a way
they're
that's.
Always
I'm
going to
blame Instagram because I follow this Instagram page. It's like, thick. Girls, you know, 908 or some
shit.
And I'm
like,
well, they're using it. But they are.
But that's what I'm saying.
If someone called me thick, I wouldn't mind. But I also, there are things I don't mind that a lot of other women. Yeah. This is what's interesting about the whole Me Too environment is like there's still such a range for each individual what they're comfortable with.
Right.
So it's hard to put like this blanket statement of like, we don't like this. Because some women are cool with you just coming up being like, you know, complimenting their physique.
And the more you
a lot of women are like, don't you dare talk about my body.
No.
How dare you? You
just
have to
leave
feel
it alone.
It
the
out.
More you,
it's
the more you guys
it.
Say
it's
it, I'm like, wow, I'm never using this word again.
No, it's dude, it's not worth it.
But I'm not thinking of it that way. I'm just like.
No, I said, but just get rid of it because yesterday was proved that even if, because they didn't apply to them really and truly, you know what I'm saying? Like, thank you meant them in a good way, but it can't. It can't do nothing but go negative.
Well, definitely on stage, I'm never saying that.
Yeah.
You could actually talk about you bombing calling people. That's a way to do it. If you're like, I keep calling people thick.
It didn't bomb.
That bombed.
That bombed.
I'm saying that.
No, it's super bombed.
You got all sensitive. I didn't say you bombed the whole spot. I'm saying that when you call people thick, you bomb. But you keep doing it. It's like you're dedicated.
I don't know when the last time I went on stage and called a woman thick.
You know what happened?
It's been like, I don't know when.
You know why he's doing it?
It's a random
because
moment.
He's thick-headed.
Got him!
Wait, so Tino's like actually the master of puns. For real. And you guys actually made a book together.
Yep. Yes. High five. Yeah.
Can you tell us some of, do you have a memorized? And you can plug the book too because it's brilliant. The cartoons, illustrations are amazing and the puns. And you do a lot of Facebook statuses.
Yeah.
So if you'll share some of them because I'm a big fan.
Oh.
You're very witty.
Sweet. Oh, well, now?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay.
I keep putting you both on the spot. And you're
right.
I'm like, Alex, do your Jamaican accent. Tino, give me some puns.
Just pull out your Facebook.
And then, Alex, would you do something in the Jamaican
accent? I'll do one.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
My girlfriend accused me of having a 4-inch penis. Yeah. I guess she put 2 and 2 together.
Got him! I'm literally trying to get on your Facebook.
Is that
right
it?
Now. I'm scrolling down his Facebook to find more.
No. I thought he was going to do something. Oh, okay.
I don't have puns. Oh, actually, I do have one pun. Yeah, I said, what was my one pun? It was, my give me a, you go because I gotta remember it. I'm not okay. like as good as you, but I'll remember it.
This lady gave birth at the bleachers on Yankee Stadium. Yeah, the C-section.
That's funny.
They're all great. You do. There was a while where you were having like four of them coming out on Facebook a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is great.
I had to slow down. I was perm, you know.
He texts me every morning with his puns.
Oh, my gosh.
Tino will text me with puns, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, okay, that's good, that's good. Some are really good. Some are like, don't post that one. You know what I mean? And then because he'll give like maybe two or three options. Yeah,
he's definitely my approval list.
And, you guys are such cute best friends. Alex? Get away from the fucking horde.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That is hilarious that you got to remind you that many times.
I don't realize
because you're so. So Alex, we'll talk about Alex. Would you say you have ADD?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody's stupid.
Yeah, I hear.
You get very hyper. You actually have a lot of energy that goes through your body, and it's hard for you to sit still.
And that's why I'm like fidgety. People don't realize. Yeah. And I think that's what I'm realizing when people I'm talking to people meet. And then I also have a professional side where I can hold it in a little bit and like, hey, welcome to the restaurant. Hey, can I get you anything? But inside, I'm like,
But I don't mind you moving in general. It's I don't want you to hit out
I'm
the court.
Kick that again.
That's all. But I do sound like a teacher, right?
It's
Alex?
Funny. No, I mean, it's my whole life. Like, I couldn't sit still in school, so I would always, like, you quote unquote, use the bathroom. I'd have any excuse to get up. That's why I would draw, too. I think I got into drawing because I was very fidgety. And I remember this. My teacher said, bombing in life. She's like, here are your test paper. Here's your test. Blah, blah, blah. Do not draw on your test. I heard her say it. Mm-hmm. But by the end, and I was handing the paper, and I saw her face, and my test had drawings all over it.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, wait, did she say to draw on this?
That's such a shame, though, because that's like a positive.
It was weird. Yeah, let me draw.
She just didn't know how to use his.
Exactly.
Yeah, she didn't know how to use
it. She could have said, here's a separate sheet of paper.
Right.
I know you like to draw, your fidgety, draw.
Yeah.
And I was good at drawing, not like, you know, you're
a really good
like,
artist.
I was like, I used to draw a lot when I was a kid.
Especially a bullshit artist.
Got him! But, one more bomb story in school, because now we're going there.
Good.
It's similar to this one.
And honestly, I don't even know how long
we've done. Right?
Because, no, we can keep going. Because the first one went out.
Oh, yeah.
What are we at now?
Yeah.
We're at 35.
Okay, whatever.
We're good. I'm chilling.
All right.
I'm having fun.
But this is almost like the other story. But so basically, we had a science fair, whatever the fuck that was, and the teacher said, do anything, but do not do a volcano. Just don't do a volcano. She said that. I remember saying that. I remember not going back to. I didn't even care about the project. And then like the night before, I was like, fuck, tomorrow's that science thing. So I told my father, Bob, whatever. Like, and he knew how to. And I don't know. I end up going in the next day holding a volcano like a wedding sheet cake, like carrying it in. And the woman was pissed.
Oh, man.
And she still made me do it, though. Like, maybe because I put the Alka-Seltzer. Like, it was bad. And I was like, damn, I just don't. It's not. I don't know if it's I don't listen. There's something literally wrong with me. It's it's a psychological.
Like you got in a lot of trouble.
Oh!
Got him!
I love it.
She erupted with emotion.
Well, here's the thing. I think, honestly, a lot of us really work from the subconscious a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I think you also have a lot of... sorry. But I don't mean sorry. Cause I know,
say whatever
you want. But like, I think you have a lot of repressed anger. Mm-hmm. So there might have been a part that was like unconsciously rebellious too.
Right.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if you're a really talented kid with a lot of energy constantly being yelled at and told what to do, there might have been a part of you that's like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Like,
well, I didn't want to do the project at all. First.
Yeah.
Just lazy. But I do agree with that. I sometimes will be sorry. I'm playing.
You
with
have
them.
Two kids today, okay? Let's just.
They're making fun of me. They don't know why.
Also, though, I can't much play with the mic, Alex, so I feel safe.
Because look, it's twisted.
Stop it.
Oh,
you're like twirling my mic. You're gonna break
it. Sorry. This is a nice mic, brother.
Thank you.
This has really showed.
I'm missing a mic.
I never noticed this, but I'm like,
look, we're in this small
room. But I'm like. In this amount of time that we're with me, I'm like, yeah.
You have to to sit here in this little room. I want to climb these walls.
I know.
Like, it's just.
You want to be one
of
the monkeys.
It's like a caged animal right now.
Yeah.
I can't sit still.
Well, honestly, that's what, when we became close friends, I think that was the energy that I was really attracted to, because here I'm a teacher, still feeling repressed. He's the one that was like, you got to get into comedy. He helped me bust out of my own cage in a sense,
right?
So it's like, what I liked was that antsy, rebellious freedom. But, you know, we got in a lot of trouble together. Not like, I mean, that sounds, but like it was also a time period, I think, that we were both acting out in many ways.
Definitely.
Different,
and feeding off each other.
Different levels.
I mean, there was a lot of love and support there. Right. So, like, I attribute a lot of my healing because of that dynamic and that friendship. Mm-hmm. But there were, we also fed each other's darkness in many ways. And but I think we both got healthy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, healthy.
I mean, I'm a little healthier.
Well, I mean, I'm better.
How do you measure it? But I'm winning.
I'm bombing. You're not. I get it.
Yeah, you haven't really bombed. That's pretty awesome.
I haven't bombed in a while.
You figured it out and you got your niche going, and that's awesome. Yeah, I don't.
Listen, I'm not saying I kill every show.
No. We get some mediocres. You know, those.
There are some shows where I'm like, all right, they didn't feel me as much. I feel like I've worked it enough where I know how to. Right. Like, even if I'm not doing well, I know how to get the laugh of that. I can unite them in not liking me.
I've seen you, and I'm like, whoa, she kills it.
I love you.
The freedom to talk about whatever you want like that.
Thank you.
Right. We could do this? Oh, okay.
And the more you do it, you're only going to get on better and tighter.
Thank you.
And very like, this is what it is. This is the woman's outlook. And take it. Leave it and the hell with you, you know? And it's beautiful.
I love that's like, your impression of me, too.
That's
a woman's opinion, and you're going to swallow it, motherfucker.
Labia game.
Yeah, baddest bitch in the labia game.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what it is?
It
honestly
works.
And people, I don't know how many people believe me, but like the healing work I've done, I think is what's, I don't, look, it's that with the practices of getting on stage over and over, the healing work is essentially becoming your truest self and figuring out not just on stage, but how to be who you are.
Right. No, that's...
And it's helped
some people
me.
It takes a lifetime.
Yeah.
You'd be glad that it you caught it quick because, you know, just it's tough to be yourself, you know?
Yes.
We're all always wearing these masks, you know, from day one.
I have to fit in.
They're going to judge me or whatever.
Yeah.
I know because I have a lot of trouble. Being a black Latino man has been really tough for me because I'm like, when do I be black? When do I be black? When do I be Latino? And like, am I making this race upset because I'm speaking Spanish?
Wow.
Am I making this race mad because I'm being, you know, so it put me in that situation where I'm like, I really lost myself, at, you know, doing comedy because I'm like, I was trying more like to kind of, please people then instead of pleasing myself. And
oh, that's beautiful though,
my voice, you know,
it's a beautiful realization.
Yeah No, I know. I mean, come on, I'm, you know, I'm no spring chicken, so I kind of like you know, like I said, so some it clicks earlier because that's the way you're brutally honest with yourself is probably the way you spoke to your parents or whatever. And you know, the way I come from, we honestly was never a thing. It's like,
because
you know, people were like, we were cramped up in a room and nobody wanted to call themselves that they were a loser. Like, you're not doing anything, because it was like, okay, let's not talk so we could keep the peace.
You kind of
like,
sucked everything in emotionally verbally.
Exactly. So instead of going there, everybody just like, you know, me and my brother
tiptoeing around.
Exactly.
Shit.
So when I started doing comedy, it was tough for me because it was like, I don't talk about that. I don't want to embarrass my mother. What would they think about this or whatever? Instead of kind of like just kind of letting that out, you know. So it's
you're shifting though. I can feel it. There's a shift even going on now about getting more comfortable in your
own skin. Like I said, you know, I've been doing comedy, you know, 15 years now. So it's like, and I'm still feeling like I'm still kind of like trying to get comfortable with in my skin, who I am.
By the way, I'm sorry. I was joking about the who's healthier.
I don't care.
I support this dude. Like I've got his back for life. So I don't like joke. Like we could joke about that.
Yeah,
but
I
don't want.
I'm
gonna kill
but
you.
It doesn't come across. Whatever this is, it's not coming across offensive.
No, I don't care. But I do want to say something about Tino. I've seen Tino have some fucking killer sets, you know, and like think, and now I notice you're getting like just even more consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it really is. In the end, the more you get consistent, the more somebody says, "Yo, that dude's funny." Because like for a while, I think we were all like, I was inconsistently funny.
Right.
Now I feel like I'm there, of course. But like now I'm watching you, and then doing those little changes, being yourself more.
Right. It's not easy, you know. You have to kind of bottom
and,
out.
And you don't realize how likable he is. I feel like
you are very likable.
Like some
and
of
once
your confidence.
You know that, you're right.
Like when he's like,
I gotta get out
God.
Of my head. That's
Let
what
me
it
the
is.
The other day at the pair, we had the bomb cyclone show. It was a fucking storm, snowstorm, and we had a nice crowd though. Two shows, and Tino goes up there. He says his first joke, and a couple of comics were in the back, and you know we're also laughing with and at him. And then I think you felt so comfortable. We were like, we were all there together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just let loose, and that shit was hilarious. Yeah,
I've seen you let loose a couple times, and you're a fucking killer. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, as much as it's getting on stage over and over, it's also this deeper self-confidence. Right.
Yeah.
What the healing work's done for me. No,
when the confidence is on, oh my God.
Yeah, and that's what I think, even if you are bombing, when you're at that level, you can just get out of it within a minute or so.
Because, you don't let it take you down where you're like, oh, I'm shit. I suck at this. No. You're just like, you can start laughing for real at it. This is hilarious. Because when you can laugh with them at the situation, everyone comes through it.
Right.
When you start sweating, it's like everyone starts sweating. Because energy is energy, so everything starts feeding it.
I always feel like when I'm on stage and they want to talk to me, it's like, damn it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to talk about it, but I have this personality where people want to like that day, this woman was telling me, like, they were making material for me because she was like, my kids are twins. But, like, no one was, like, that had nothing to do with
he's just trying to tell his jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they were like, oh, make something funny about this. And then the lady was talking about, I just got married. I'm Cuban and Puerto Rican, and I married a white guy. And I'm like, okay. So I felt like I had to, like, make whatever situation they threw at me funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is a good sign because it's like, hey.
They had faith in you.
They had faith in me. I'm like, forget your jokes. Make jokes about this right now. And I'm like, oh, okay.
It's amazing.
And it worked out. So that's one of the beauties of comedy because it's, you know. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Life is like a box of chocolate. Yeah. Well, we should wrap it up because I think we did
a
decent chunk. I think I have no idea how much the first chunk was before it went out, but I feel like, will you do the Jamaican stuff?
No.
Really?
Go on my Instagram, Alex Carabano. Carabano.
Do one chat.
Come on.
I love the chat.
From the ducting or them matata. Manajata. No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on. You are in a flow. Just do it.
They sit down upon the rhythm like a lizard upon a limb. They sit down upon the rhythm like a mattress upon a spring.
Right.
They sit down upon the rhythm like a tire upon a rim. Well, me like yell fat and I'm like doom slim.
Right.
And any girl me marry gets an expensive ring.
Woo!
That's it.
Yes.
Let him hear us.
Bullet.
Well, I'm not as good as he is.
Tino,
the
your turn.
You're good.
No.
Let's hear. Do you have anything?
Tino does some Panamanian style.
Let me hear. I love getting musical with shit, though, for real. Right. Like, it brings the energy to a such more, like, playful,
Oh, okay.
That's why I like karaoke.
In English or Spanish, because I could do both.
Please. Alex, you pick.
Now he's bilingual.
Okay.
Do the Spanish, like, mix, you know?
Okay. Pregunta quién será ese man, pregunta quién será ese man, quién será ese man que la pone a bala, no es Pita Mecho, ni Yellow Man, no es Iván aquí, ese man es Esteban, el que la pone a bala es Esteban, el que la pone a gozar con una mano en la cabeza y la otra en la cintura, se va a meneito porque esta brosura, esta brosura es una bravosura, muchas gracias. This is great.
Wow.
I want to do one more thing before we close out.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
look at
him.
Concert started.
It's a Jersey pun.
Do it, please.
It's a Jersey pun, guys. I'm going to end on a Jersey pun, and then these guys could really close it out.
You got a show now.
Like, Hoboken, New Jersey, has a new mayor, and he wears a turban. The people couldn't wrap their heads around it.
You fucked up.
I know. I stumbled on it. But.
Do another one because we can't end. Well, we should end on a bomb, I think.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was the theme of the show.
That wasn't a bomb.
The one you did the other day was...
Which one? The KKK?
Yeah, that was funny. Okay. You guys are so cute together because you're also like, no, but do the thing you did yesterday.
when he's on stage and like he might lose a train of thought,
I'll
yell out like, do the weed joke.
That's my...
And then he'll do it.
I didn't make that funny the other day.
And then he'll do it and kill it, though. Like,
awesome. I'm like, that's how much weed I smoke, how many brain cells are gone that I need someone to yell out. I need my buddy
to
yell out my joke.
I wish people did that to me.
They're replenishing.
There's moments. I'm up there and I'm like, I had somebody there, maybe a girl I'm dating my ex at the time or a friend, and I'm like, I tell him after, like, yo, you saw I was like losing my train. Like, feel free to yell out, like whisper or look at me and go, that's
it. Would I do that? Probably,
hell yeah. You've definitely done something like that.
I feel like I was more mom about it where I'd be mouthing it like a nerd. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'd be mouthing it where I'd be like, vegetarian.
Right, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Wait, one more pun.
Can I
do one more quick moment when I saw you? You didn't have a great set and you recorded it and you showed us and we got high and laughed at it after.
Yes. That used to be one of our favorite things to do.
Kate's on stage and she's like, You know, it's not that you were bombing.
No,
you...
it was my first.
Yeah.
It was my first time ever on stage. Wow.
Well, whatever,
so
you recorded it.
It was a bomb. I killed it for the first time ever. Great,
but there was a one moment that I thought was, I could never forget.
I didn't breathe. I know.
Million miles a second.
I could show you guys.
It was great. But when you, can I say the one point?
Yes,
I'm talking about?
She's
going
it.
To doing like crowd work, she thinks. And she's like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And she's pointing to a light, like a light fixture. And I'm like, there's nobody there.
It was planned crowd work. You know what I mean? That was like, so I was like, so I say like, I said a stupid, probably like an abortion joke that I would never say now. And then I said something, you know what I mean? Like just.
Yeah. But you still did great.
That was a bright idea.
Hey. Oh, you're so quick with it.
All right.
I should post that one day though. My first set ever.
Yeah.
It was.
Put a clip. Like maybe not the whole thing.
Hey, so that's it.
No, honestly, I wouldn't want somebody to see my. I'd give them a clip of my first one, but not the whole.
Yeah, I'll do. I'll send it to you. You can do some highlights of it. You'll definitely pick all the worst parts. Oh man, no. Alex used to when we would go to mics together, he would always have that shitty video camera that he probably still uses to tape his sketch. I'm telling him, get a fucking. I know it's money. Yeah. You need to invest in a good camera for both of you.
Yes,
it's take the sketches to the next level.
Yes.
But he would take his like older camcorder. He would just film us like going to a mic, and I was in that phase where it was both bringing out my creative side, but not always in a like healthy way. Right. So I'd get manic almost, and I'd be on camera not caring, and I would say the craziest shit, and he'd edit it and like put it up, and I'd always have panic attacks because I was teaching. So I'd always be like, okay, no, it's funny, and then I'd call an hour later, could you just take it down, make it unlisted, and like, because I had these two teachers that for real, every video Alex uploaded, they would download and save. So even if I eventually, because there was one time I got high and did talking boobs,
that was funny,
and I was talking like with a shirt on, but they saved that one right away, and they made a fake YouTube account that was called Miss Wolfpack and uploaded all of the videos to try to get me fired. I got him down, but like every so Alex was a part of that because he would just tape me being stupid.
I took a video of you and I took out the funniest faces you made and I made it into a merengue song. Do you remember that?
Yes.
But anyway.
Wow.
That's love right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aww. Artistic love and all around.
Good Tams.
You're an asshole.
Good Tams.
Some good Tams, some bad Tams.
All right. Tina's got one pun and we're out, I think, right, Kate?
Okay, yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. This is going to be a long. I don't even know how long.
Cut out.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's my last pun, guys. The other one was just a warm up. All right. My ex-girlfriend started dating a KKK member. Now we can't hang.
Got him.
Ouch. We can't end on that.
Oh, Alex. Tino. Because
you're blackish. You could do that. Wait,
Alex.
No.
Alex.
I was.
Come on.
Because it was a good.
I'm supposed to go, okay, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
It was the one that did well on.
No, well, we actually have to plug our shit.
Yeah.
I forgot. Come on, Tino. Tell them to go and read your.
Okay.
Go look on his Facebook.
So where can they find
get the pun book.
Where can they find your puns and everything, Tino?
Where can I find my pun?
Where can they?
On your page?
Well, you can go to my Facebook because I kind of put them there.
That's a nice
Esteban
one.
Tino.
Esteban
Romero.
Tino.
This one's for
Romero.
Kids. He's got one pun. He's going to end up for children.
Oh. Yeah. Esteban Tino Romero. And check me out on Instagram, you know, Pundemoniums.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Check me out. Yeah.
Here's one of his puns. This is rated PG.
This is kid friendly here, guys.
Rated
sorry
G.
about the last one.
Or Pete.
Okay. When I was fired from the Lego company, I fell to pieces.
Aww, that's cute. See, that's a good one.
That's cute.
There you go.
Better than KKK hung.
Yeah.
Very different energy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, you know, I have nothing else to promote except for the restaurant because comedy, it doesn't pay. No.
What's
Alex,
your Instagram?
Alex Carabano, Alex Carabaño.
Yeah, that's how you really say
Alexis
it.
Alexis Carabaño is my real name. And real name's Alexis, by the way.
I know.
Carabaño.
Alexis Guerrero says
Alexis
when he makes
Humberto
it, then I'll let
Carabaño.
Everybody. Okay. Yeah. That is my name. It's very Colombian. But yeah, check me out, Alex Carabaño on Instagram, YouTube. And check out the V-Spot restaurant. We're in Park Slope and St. Mark's. And we're at the V-Spot restaurant, one word, on Instagram. Latin vegan.
Very professional.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
If you don't like vegan food.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
This is awesome.
You like alcohol.
This was a real treat, actually, to have you guys here. I'm very excited it worked out.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get you on, I guess, for like a couple months.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. Oh. This is awesome.
Yeah, the magic happened.
You guys can come back whenever, if it's not too much of a pain. Even if it's in like a couple months, year, whatever.
I just want to hang in this little roof where you allow me to bounce around.
Yeah, well, once this is unplugged, you can actually bounce on the trampoline, Alex.
By the way, is your son okay? We haven't seen him in over an hour.
Yeah,
he's doing homework, Tino. Oh, okay. Don't worry the listeners.
Okay.
Homework. Real quick, the only reason I'm not like faddish, I lost my cubes, is because I'm hyper. I kind of move a lot. I mean, you burn. I don't go to the gym.
Well, you
shit
play
like
soccer. You're active.
I haven't played in a month, and I got a little chub, but it's like.
Oh, no, you're still good.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Some people might call you thick.
Bullet. All right.
Did I do that good?
Longer. There you go. That's good.
I can't believe Katie's doing brah.
Labia game. He don't know you like that. Yes.
Most people don't know.
Well,
they don't know.
I leave knowing now after the less what? Labia?
Labia game.
Labia?
You need to learn the word labia.
Not a lot of experience with the vagina. Not a lot of experience with the vagina.
Never studied the vagina like that. So.
All right. Did you see Cardi's interview with Jimmy Fallon where she just kept doing that? Yeah, it was so good. It got awkward after a while because he started doing it. So she'd be like, and he'd be like, brruh. Okay. Me. Oh, okay. Guys, come to Dragon Sorcery January 31st, 7 o'clock, New York Comedy Club. Promo, all caps, Dragon for $10 tickets. Nice. Thank you, Tino, for appreciating. He's like actually impressed. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Come see Kate's
labia.
No, my labia will not be there. I'll be there, but covered. Right. What were you saying?
Dragon Sorceress?
Dragon Sorcery, because I'm the Dragon Sorceress.
Did you know Kate does 20 minutes and her labia does 10?
That's must-see TV there, guys. Come on.
Thick. Let's see. And, my album. I actually have the album release date, finally. So.
A comedy album?
Why are you laughing?
A comedy album?
I almost forgot to mention. Like, and this album I did.
The biggest thing going on.
Comedy album?
I got a
if
comedy
comes
album.
Comes up, I'll bring it up.
Yeah. It's called 11-11.
11-11
is the number for things syncing up in the universe. It's like you're on the right path. Things are coming together.
Yeah.
It's also about twin flame, true love. It's this magical shit.
That's
great. So it's 11-11 and so the pre-order is February 2nd. Everyone can pre-order it. And then it will be out February 16th.
Nice. I am there.
Labia game, the audio, like the song is on it. It's the 18th track. You guys got it.
Oh, wow.
And then Labia game, the music video.
Yeah.
Is out February 23rd.
You guys got to check that one out. Oh, my God. Fellas, check that one out.
Please. Fellas and the ladies. Because the ladies are going to get empowered. I'm like, I'll turn your dick inside out. Now I'm licking your twat.
That was amazing. You guys are pretty good and sick there. All right, cool.
I always felt when Alex and I used to hang, it was almost like hyper twins.
Yeah.
Remember, we felt like it was like two twins that were destroying the house. Like, it was like, that's the
we would
energy.
Die laughing once. I remember in my kitchen, we were on my floor for some reason laughing, and you would laugh so hard you almost hit your head on the floor. And it was funny because I'm very clumsy. Look at me, I have scars on my face. People don't realize a lot of these are just from clumsy shit, Long Island iced teas, just a lot of
LIT scars.
I often got very manic in that dynamic, which, you know, on one hand, it was
shit. Sorry. You see that? I'm sorry. That is not for that to happen.
That?
A little football. I don't know if it was going to fly out like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, on one hand, it really did break out a lot of my creative energy, but I also had to get away from it.
On another episode.
We can't. But, like, the manic shit.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of us have the tendency to go too far into it, and sometimes I almost felt like I was on drugs in a way where I couldn't get out. Yeah. So like, I would laugh so hard that I would hit my face. But sometimes it was also like, yo, something. Yeah. It was almost like I was on a drug.
It's druggy.
Yeah.
And being so giddy and acting like a kid again. Yeah, and it's just so fun. But they're like, wait, real life is out there.
Yeah. We need to get because you want to find the balance, right? Of where you're like, I want to find the balance of in life where I'm like having fun like that. I'm tapping into that creative, manic-like energy, but also in a very stable.
Right.
And at that time, I was breaking out of the stability of like, I was this teacher. I was like, like I used to be way more like, oh, I'm Kate.
Yeah.
And I had to bust out, but I also want to be stable, balanced, and not just like spiraling out of control.
Right. No, it's all about that balance, man. It's a juggling act, you know, like, all right, can't get too much of this or too much of that. You just kind of got to, you know.
Find your center.
Yeah, that center, you know.
But you don't want to go too in the stable road, because that's when you don't feel alive.
Especially when you're for artistic purposes, you really, because that's where more of the creativity comes from when you're like, you know, when it's tilted a little bit, you know. So,
well, we got to go, but before I do, I just want to say at some point, I think the three of us, we're going to have to do a music thing. Like, I'll rap, you guys got to do yours. Like, we got to do something.
It's a good idea. Right.
Yeah.
He comes in with the Panameño, then I come in with some Jamaican shit.
And then I come in real fucking hard.
Yeah. You're going to headline because you are so hardcore.
Save us. Make your dick into a hymen or something. Yeah. Oh, wow. That doesn't even make sense.
That's kind of
high. Foreskin into a hymen. Visual. It's foreskin a great visual. Hymen. There you go. I'm an artist.
There you go. Yes, you are.
All right, dude.
Good luck with the video and everything else. My goodness.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
My pleasure.
Alex, get off your fucking phone. We're Subscribe. About to turn
off. I know. Well, we were about to end 9 times.
So. I know. Okay, all right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Good night. Happy New Year.
Bye.